Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Okay, you know who you are out there if you are one of those people that when you have olives, you put one on every single one of your fingers. Or maybe your children do that. Or maybe you used to do that when you were a child. Regardless of how you eat your olives, olives are kind of an interesting food. We found some interesting facts about olives that we'd like to share with you today. Olives are a fruit, first of all, which is kind of interesting. They're rich in vitamin E and good fat. An olive branch appears on the national flags of seven nations, four U.S. states, and the flag of the United Nations. Did you know that the world consumes about 3.1 million tons of olive oil a year? That's a lot of olive oil. A few more interesting facts include olive trees can live a very long time. Some in the Near East are thought to be more than 2,000 years old. If an olive tree is chopped down, it does not die, but new shoots come up from the roots. Olive oil was used anciently for lamp oil, cooking oil, food, soap, religious ceremonies, and ointment for treating wounds. There are a lot of practical uses for olives and olive oil. We'd like to turn a little bit to talk about the spiritual significance now. It seems like around the time of Easter, these things are often talked about, but we wanted to shake it up and talk about it today and talk a little bit about the Savior. There's a quote from Elder Russell M. Nelson, and he's a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and it's from July's Ensign, but it was originally from an ensign in December 1989 in an article entitled, Why This Holy Land? This is what he says. Olive trees are special in the Holy Land. The olive branch is universally regarded as a symbol of peace. This tree provides food, light, heat, lumber, ointments, and medicine. It is now, as it was then, crucial to life in Israel. It is not a deciduous tree, but ever-bearing, always green. Even if the tree is chopped down, life will spring from its roots, suggesting everlasting life. Jewish tradition often refers to the olive tree as the tree of life. To me, it seems to prefigure the resurrection. Jesus came to the base of the Mount of Olives to effect the first component of the atonement. This he did at the Garden of Gethsemane. The word Gethsemane comes from two Hebrew roots, gath, meaning press, and shemen, meaning oil, especially that of the olive. There, olives had been pressed under the weight of great stone wheels to squeeze precious oil from the olives. So the Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane was literally pressed under the weight of the sins of the world. He sweated great drops of blood, his life's oil, which issued from every pore. Remember, just as the body of the olive, which was pressed for the oil that gave light, so the Savior was pressed. From every pore oozed the lifeblood of our Redeemer. Throughout the joyous days of your mission, when your cup of gladness runs over, remember his cup of bitterness, which made it possible. And when sore trials come upon you, remember Gethsemane. That quote is pretty powerful if you've seen an olive press. If you haven't had a chance to see one before, maybe type it in onto your computer, just Google it, and type in an olive press, and you'll see a big circular wheel that goes around in a circle that squeezes the olives and crushes the oil out of them. It's a pretty fascinating process, actually, and the meaning behind it is also really striking, that the Savior of the world, like Elder Nelson said, was literally pressed under the weight of the sins of the world. So if you're having a rough day, or maybe life seems a little too hard to bear, think of the Savior. Think of how much he loves you. Think of how much he cares for you. And know that you are loved by someone who gave his life for you. That's the message we'd like to share with you today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to close with today is entitled Believe, and it's featuring Mackenzie Tolk. Interestingly, Mackenzie is the daughter of pianist David Tolk, and she's 17 years old, and this is from her first album, which she recently released. We hope you enjoy this song. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
came bearing news of a child, a newborn king born away in a manger afar. I told them to go, not believing this thing could be, so I stayed, watched them go, when a voice in my soul told me, there lies the King of all the earth. But how could I believe such a marvelous thing? There lies the Savior, the Lord of all. They told me it was true, but how could I believe? So I traveled through the cold and lonely night, only guided by one shining star. So I came to the place where the baby lay, and I fell to my knees at the feet. The King of all the earth, but how could I believe such a